Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is Coach Chanel Budd on the Selfless Love Talk Show. And this evening, we have a special guest speaker. Dr. Coach Brooke Johnson is who I am going to announce her as. She is a phenomenal woman, and I know that you all tonight will be inspired and encouraged. So, Dr. Brooke, what I'm going to do is give everybody some instructions and wait a little, like maybe a couple seconds as people join us this evening.
Okay.
But some of the things that I would like is for our audience to please mute their phones, just for background noise, you know, to limit that. And then also I would like to ask that questions are going to be asked. You're able to answer ask questions, but I would like for you all to wait until Dr. Brooke is finished speaking and given her introduction, and I will open it up for people to ask questions. So right now, I am going to introduce to you Dr. Brooke. I'm going to give you the stage, and you can go ahead and give us your intro, please.
All right. Hello, everyone. I'm Coach Brooke A. Johnson. I am a healthcare provider. I'm currently a pharmacist in the community. And I have recently been deemed a life coach. And it's so funny because now I am officially starting my own business as a life coach, but I have been that my whole life, even as a young child. I'm originally from Arlington. I went to school in New Orleans at Xavier University of Louisiana, and was born in 89, so I'm in between the 80s and the 90s. But I've always been on the quote-unquote outside of life. I've always looked at things differently. I've always had a love for people, and when I say love, I mean true love. I meet you where you're at. So now I'm permanently here in Dallas, and thank you to Chanel for having me on the show. Just so excited to have met her. I've read her books and just enjoyed being in her presence as far as a woman that's been through so much. And I've been through a lot, and her story is very intense. Mine is a little more mild, but it's real. And she can appreciate my story. I can appreciate hers. And I've launched my own company called The Unpressed Life. It's a play on depressed and making sure that we're unpressed. But it's just a general approach of living your life in a new perspective. So I, as a life coach, take your daily things that you do and rewrite the story for you. So help you to live in life with awe and seeing just the beauty and the regular things that we have already, because we're always chasing, and we're always like, oh, this is not enough. I hate them. They don't treat me right. And just really being able to appreciate beautiful life that you already have, so that you can progress on to more, and not just for financial gain or because you want to notch on your belt, but really just being okay and being in love with yourself. So self-care is a huge thing that I wanted to talk about today. So do we have other callers on the phone?
We do. We're having a little bit of some type of background, like, noise, but we're going to go with the flow. We're not going to allow that to, you know, distract us. So just go with the flow on that. And I'm asking that everyone mute their phones, their own phones, please, so that at the end we will be able to open up for questions. But we're trying to, you know, just make sure there's not a lot of background noise. So thank you.
Okay. Okay, and then so I guess I wanted to just open it up and ask maybe one or two of the callers, or even, well, Chanel, I know you know the answer, but asking what they do daily to have self-love for themselves, or even what their definition of what self-love is, just so we can spark the conversation.
Okay, great. So basically what I'm getting ready to do is unmute the phone, and I need you to repeat that question so that we can go ahead and allow someone to ask that powerful question.
Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to see if anyone would like to respond to what do you do in your day to practice self-love, and what is even your definition of how you have self-love for yourself?
Does anyone want to answer that question? So I will start it off by saying for myself that I speak affirmations over myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I also daily, I'm a shopaholic to an extent. So I'll go and I'll do something like gift myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those are the types of things that I do. But affirmation is important for me. So I always want to make myself know that I am enough, and I am, you know, I'm worthy, and that I'm strong. I just speak that over my life daily. So that's one of my self-care things.
I really like that, Chanel. And affirmations is a huge part, because not only can affirmations address the past, but they also can keep you in the present and push you forward in a gentle way. And I really love that you said that, because you said speak it over yourself. And what I think people don't realize is that when we're watching TV, when we're talking to the people that we talk to, when we go to work, we're talking to clients or customers, they're speaking over us. So if we're not speaking over ourselves before we approach the rest of the world, we're allowing them to say who we are instead of speaking that over ourselves first. So affirmations, I mean, that's huge. It's something that I practice as well. Even when I don't want to, I do it. So I love that one. Does anyone else have something else that they want to add? Come on, guys. I'm ready.
Okay. This is Autumn. What I like practicing about self-love is just like taking some time to do meditation, breathe in and out, say a prayer, maybe go into the Bible and just speak to God on my time of, my time of need, and just, you know, being available to listen and receive things from Him. I love my children. I love taking some time out even with them throughout the day. It helps me. But for myself, I love to get my feet done, just take care of myself, and just relax. So meditation is number one for me.
Whoa. Y'all are on it. I love that, Autumn. Let me tell you, that you said something so key that just rung out to me, is being open to hear what God or the universe has to say to you. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, we're praying and we're talking and we're going and we're like, this is what's on my heart, but taking the time to listen, I mean, it opens up such a huge realm of things. So thank you for sharing that. And if anybody is wanting to go on a meditation journey or wants to know more about it, you know, let me know. You can email me or connect with me on social media, because I know a lot of times in my profession, as well as in my African-American community, it's like a taboo, meditate, right? And meditate is not opposite of prayer. It's actually a version of that. So thank you so much for sharing that, girl. Y'all are on it.
Oh, you're welcome.
And so let's talk about the definition of self-love. And let me tell you guys what prompted me to want to speak about that on the podcast today is that, you know, self-love is something that you do that fills you up. That's the definition, right? So a lot of times we're like, oh, I love myself. I went and did this for myself. I love myself. I did that for myself. But it's not always a positive feeling in the beginning. So when I say that, I say a self-care routine or a self-love routine are things that you do that you know keep you filled up. So let's talk about that. Exercise. Anybody on the phone, is exercise a priority in your life? That's okay. So let's talk about that. This is the reason why I like to bring up this big example, because when you exercise, it doesn't feel good, does it? And if anybody on here says, I love to exercise, I'm going to call you out. Don't play, because it doesn't. So, but exercise is a form of self-care, because when you exercise, you are less stressed. You have more energy in the long run. Your weight is reduced. You maintain your health. We talk about blood pressure, diabetes, all of these things. Stress will kill you. Diabetes will kill you. High blood pressure will kill you. I mean, exercise is not something that you wake up and you want to do, but it's a form of your self-care routine, because if you don't do it, you're never going to be able to be your whole full self. So I just want to throw that back at y'all, because I know that's one that, you know, some of my friends and family and clients are like, I don't know about that. So Chanel, how do you feel about exercise being a part of your self-care routine?
I believe that it's very imperative, although I fell off some years ago, and I'm going to be easing myself back into the daily regimen. I just spoke about it today, and I'm like, it's time. You know, I know that that's the one that's missing. So, yeah.
Yeah, and then, and, you know, and I challenge, and to put both of y'all together, I mean, yoga is cool, right? And I don't know. I know Chanel is friends with me on social media. I took this challenge. It's a 40-day challenge. And I went from not even really want to exercise, and the challenge was to exercise every day for 40 days. And it was such an eye-opening thing, because it's not that you had to do something hard every day. It's just that you had to do some form of exercise. So even if I wanted to stretch that day or do yoga that day, I mean, whatever it was just being – getting my body moving. So, you know, you don't have to sign up for the gym. You know, if you want to get up and dedicate 30 minutes of your day to stretching or even getting on yoga, YouTube is free, okay? Get on there. It'll change your life. So I say just ease into it. If you ease into it, just like Coach Chanel said, her and I know, you know, we can't full blast anything. We just ease it on in there. So I challenge everybody listening to this podcast, to this episode, just ease on in there, you know. And I'm an extremist. A lot of my personal people know that about me, but I'm learning that habits are made by easing on into there and keeping it as a consistent basis. So I'm taking suggestions. What else are you guys thinking about a self-care routine? Something that you don't necessarily like to do, but you know that it fills you up.
Hi, Coach Johnson. Hello?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay, the phone is really acting. Okay, if you can hear me. Hi, how you doing, Coach Johnson? You're absolutely right about preparing for your health. When we get older, especially older women and all, when we get older, we lose a lot of our hormones and, you know, our pH balance is off and everything, and therefore you know, we have like fog brain and you can't remember things and all. And so I noticed when I started exercising a while ago, but I did fall off. But I noticed that when I got up and I pushed myself and I started to do my walk, I started getting more clarity. You know, I started to be able to, you know, not forget as much. And so I kind of take that for granted after a while, not paying attention to these things. But I noticed when I stopped, it started to come back to where I would get forget for a little bit, you know, or I could be having a conversation and, you know, I'll forget what I'm saying. And so that came back to me in my spirit, you know, about, you know, nutrition for the brain and, you know, getting that oxygen, you know, in your lungs and everything, you know, and to revive your body. And so I had kind of put this little thing together and, you know, and then I put it down because sometimes when you do that, you'll sit on it. But if you just get up and do it and don't look back, that's when it all will pay off. You know, that's when it all will pay off. Because I had did this and I lost 40 pounds without even realizing I did. You see what I'm saying? Because I wasn't looking at it as a job. I wasn't looking at it as, you know, I just went out and did it. Me and my husband, we just went out and, you know, we just, you know, exercised. I walked miles and, you know, just doing it. And so I definitely have to get back in the game again because once my husband passed, I fell off a little bit. And then, you know, the weight comes back on. And like I said, I start noticing the brain fog coming back, you know, and and that's what is my concern about getting up. So before I even get out the bed or in between 3 and 5, I just start doing leg exercise in the bed or whatever I need to do to, you know, get that body moving instead of just jumping up and, you know, you can't take that step. I started to, you know, I'm going to do 50 on one, 50 on the other, but I was able to go back to sleep, and I woke up ready to go. And I have been doing this for like a week now. Yes, ma'am. So you're absolutely right. We have to focus. You start somewhere. And so, you know, me getting ready to, you know, come back out into the world and do that heavy exercise, I have to start in my home somewhere. So I just start doing, you know, leg bends and, you know, like I said, you know, doing sit-ups in the bed, anything to get me motivated. And then once I get up, I'm ready to go. So you start at home if you can't start nowhere else. Yes.
Girl, and yeah, start at home. And you already winning because if you can exercise at home, you already won the battle. I'm the person who, if I'm at home, I'm not working out. So you already ahead of the game. If you can work out at home, girl.
I love
like you said, you working out before you get out of the bed.
Yes, before I get out the bed, I get on one side and do 5,200, then I do the other side. And that's not even the equipment that I have. It's just bed exercise. You see what I'm saying? If we can just, you know, start stretching our legs and, you know, warming up, because that's how I had to do it. That's how I am doing it. That's how I am doing it.
Well, I like
and
that.
And so, like,
if we're going to get with you and make a little routine for people and say, hey, if you can't do this before you get out of the bed, then
well, that's
get
the
out
truth.
Of here.
You know,
I like that.
When you wake up, you know, because you don't never know what's waking you up, and if you can't get back to sleep, I've learned to, you know, do those warm-up, those leg exercises and everything. Then I'll sit up at the side of the bed, and, of course, I'll go into prayer, you know, and just talk to the Lord. And then, you know, next thing I'm asleep, and then I'm ready for, you know, the morning time, you know, because they tell us that when we're asleep and when we get up to, like, we have to go to the restroom, it is best to sit at the side of the bed for at least 3 minutes. Before you just jump up and go, because your brain has to acknowledge that it's up and moving. And, you know, some of us just get up and go, but a lot of people don't wake up from that when they go back because the brain got confused, you know. And so I learned that.
You got to address something, too. That you said about the brain fog, right? Because
yes, ma'am.
That's a big one. So let's talk about the brain fog because, you know, I'm a personal development coach, so I think people think that learning stops once they graduate high school or they graduate college or they get their certifications, that learning stops. And, you know, if you're not learning, your brain is dying. And I don't think that we as an American society or even as our own community realize that if we ever get to a point where we don't want to learn something new, your brain is automatically regressing. You know, you ever been to work with that person and they're just like, oh, this changed? Oh, no, what's going on? And then they spend 2 hours talking about how now it's a 32-ounce cup instead of a 30 because they don't like change. So as a personal development coach, that's another important thing about our self-care routine, right? And how you said, this is something new that I'm going to try. And if you're not willing to change, then y'all can just cut the podcast off right now, right? Because there's nothing about your life that's going to stay the same. And if you are sitting in that seat right now, and I'm not even going to challenge you, I'm telling you, if you're not willing to change or do something new and learn all this new information, this is not for you. You know, you living your best life, you're never going to have it. So when you talked about that brain fog, I want to throw in my favorite. Okay, it's my personal favorite, guys, okay? So it doesn't have to be yours. But my personal favorite thing that I do for my self-care routine, and it's reading.
Yes.
So who here is reading every day?
I am. Yeah, I am.
Okay.
And then I also picked up the Sudoku books, you know, the brain knowledge books. I picked up all of those. Yeah, those.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. I've done over 5,000 of them. And as a matter of fact, I got one right now. I got one right now. I'm always telling my daughter, please, if you go to, you know, Five Below, pick me up some Sudoku books. And, you know, and like I said, you know, I'm reading my words. But my main thing now is to challenge the offset on computers now, you know, because I'm 60, I'll be 62, but the bottom line is that my job's coming through. I didn't have to have that much computer knowledge, you know. The Lord has set me in these jobs I've had, and that now I have to go back or get on YouTube or, you know, do the basics. I know small amounts of it, but not to where I can go out to a corporation and, you know, and get one. So that's my second challenge that I'm going to put down.
Well, girl, where? And, you know, even though, you know, you're mentioning that you started your job with little, you know, computer involvement, you know, everybody likes to think that younger people have more. I mean, we still look at that computer screen like, what is going on? So we're all in the same
boat
with you, you know?
Yes.
And to be relevant with computers and just knowledge in general, we have to be willing to challenge everything that we know, you know, and to go into everything not acting like we don't know, because somebody's going to teach you something different. So as far as in our self-care routine, so now we have exercise, then we have meditation, and then we have reading. And then for the reading, I like to suggest that people just read 10 pages a day, which you can do really quickly. And it helps speed up your reading because it's not as detrimental as in, I didn't read today, or how much did I read? It takes a challenge out of it. So I just say take your bookmark, push it forward 10 pages, read it, and then you're done. But the consistency is the thing, because I think that with social media and all these baby food sources of information is what I like to call it. You know, like what's a TV show now? Power or, you know, it's so... it's baby food, right? you don't have to dissect it. You don't have to rewind it. You don't have to say, oh, wait, what happened, blah, blah, blah. Like, they feed it to us so simple, and we wonder why when we get problems with life or we get problems with finance or we get problems in relationships or problems with occupation, we don't know what to do because we don't challenge ourselves on a daily basis. So even having conversations like this with you guys, I mean, I don't know if y'all can feel it. It's lighting me up. Like, where are we going with this? Because this is, you know, and even watching YouTube videos and even tuning into all the episodes of Coach Chanel's podcast, I mean, this is training your brain to make new connections, and that's why it's so important. So we got those in. Is there anything else? I have one more favorite that I like to throw out there. Do you guys have anything else that y'all want to add as far as in your self-care routine? Okay. I know. Y'all waiting for my last one. Okay. So this is my last one. This one is hard for a lot of people. I've been doing it all my life, and I think that it's helped me in my self-awareness. It's helped me be able to talk to any person because it's helped me get to see myself, and it's journaling. So let's take a poll real quick. How many people on the phone right now have a journal that they write in every now and then or just have a journal period?
I do.
Okay.
I have a journal as well.
Okay. And that's really good because journaling, and I like to bring another aspect to it for everybody, you know, it's not goal-oriented. And that's the cool thing about all these steps that I like to talk about is that I don't want to have people think that they have to get to a certain point. This is all about time with yourself and filling yourself up before you give yourself to anybody else. And it's not selfish, it's self-full. But journaling, it really allows you to see how you talk to yourself, which is why it's hard for people, especially people who are very harsh, unforgiving. How people treat you is how they treat themselves, which is why I really never take it personally. If somebody cusses me out at work, I'm like, oh, girl, I hate that you have to go home to yourself. But journaling helps you see yourself. And I remember 2 years ago I had a journal and I wrote in it. And do you know everything in that journal had to do with a dude? Like everything? Can y'all believe that?
Mm-hmm.
Everything. So, and it was so cool because I bought this journal that went from spring to winter, so it was four different seasons. And I realized when I got to the end of it, it was around that same type of year, and I'm still talking about a dude. So I said, what's going on, right? So I had to go back, read, and look at it. And I realized that I was placing my self-worth in the connections that I had with men, and that if I didn't have a marriage or if I didn't have children, because that's been my dream since I've been little, right? I mean, going to school, everything that I've been doing, you know, as a Southern woman, that's, you know, what we're raised to be. And I realized that something's got to change. And that's why when my relationships end, I feel like I've never accomplished anything. And looking at my list of accomplishments, I would talk to friends or family or people, and they'd be like, what's wrong with you? Why do you feel like you haven't accomplished anything? And going back to my journals, I realized that that's, if I didn't accomplish that, I didn't feel like I was anything. So that's my story with the journaling, is that it allows you to see yourself. And I realized that I could edify other people, especially men in my life, but I couldn't edify myself. And now going back and looking at writing in my journals, y'all, yesterday was Valentine's Day. I was like, oh, Brooke, girl, I love you so much. Let me tell you some stuff that I love about you. So just going back to the realm of when you journal, look at how you speak to yourself. And a lot of people can't even talk to themselves because they know how they're going to talk to themselves, which is okay, right, because this is a journey. So when you're writing, are you saying, man, I didn't get this done today, and oh, my hair is toe up, and, you know, whatever you're saying to yourself, we have to start rewriting that story. And the story is never going to rewrite itself on its own. It's kind of like editing. That's why people get paid so much as editors, right, because we have the power to go in and change the way that we look at our lives and look at our story. And so, you know, I'm here to help anybody that wants to do that and see those places in your life that you're doing good, but there's a whole realm of stuff that we have to address, right? Whole seven different legs to wellness. So, which my master coach has taught me that you don't have to be 100% on all of them, but those ones that are lacking, we have to address. So,
girl, who your master coach?
Master coach, Ginger Smalley. So, and, you know, being certified with her in her class, you know, she just shows you that a lot of this stuff is stuff that we already know, right? But are you willing to show up unapologetically and be yourself? Are you willing to do that? Are you willing to say, I'm Coach Brooke A. Johnson, period? Insert your name right there. Are you willing to do that? So, yeah. Anybody have any questions or any add-ons?
I do. So one of the questions that I wanted to ask was in regards to you coming from the medical background, what made you decide to want to take the leap and go into being certified as a life coach?
Ooh, so medicine is to treat pain. And my biggest plight as a healthcare professional is people thinking that this pill is going to solve everything. And so I had an overnight schedule, so I really got the opportunity to speak to people and have long conversations. And people want to know, they want to be diagnosed. You know, it's almost like a trophy to say, I have 10 different diagnoses. Can you help me? And a conversation comes to mind of this lady who can compose music. She can hear the music and write it down on sheet paper, play it, do all these things. And she's talking to me. She's like, oh, yeah, I think I have a hint of Asperger's. I said, you got a what? I was like, okay. You know, and you kind of got to see where people are, and we're just talking. And I said, you know, don't let medicine and doctors overdiagnose you, because people can never be who you are. I can't listen to some music. All I can play is Lean On Me, like the first four notes. So I said, you know, who are we trying to be? And in medicine, it's all like we're trying to be this one hyper person who never has to sleep, who doesn't eat anything and is a size one, and who has long eyelashes and thick eyebrows and all this other weird stuff. So coming from the medical field, that's not the answer. And coaching is the answer, connection with people. If I could just talk to someone and have a conversation with them, that'll do so much better than me saying, do you have 92 cents for your prescription? And so that's what's really pushed me into coaching.
That's good. Thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anyone that would like to speak with Coach Brooke tonight and ask any questions?
Yes, if I can get some information, I would appreciate it, please. This is Ms. Robinson.
Dr. Coach, definitely, Brooke.
Uh-huh.
What has been your greatest aha moment in studying the field of life coaching versus, you know, the extensive amount of time that you've, you know, been in the medical field? What has been your greatest aha moment in discovering yourself in this field?
My biggest aha moment has been that we are our only boundary. It's not finance. It's not education. It's not who we're married to. It's not where we live. It's not what we drive. It's ourselves. So even in my training, you know, it's like, what do you want? Who do you want to be? And realizing that the only reason or the only way that you aren't going to be that person is if you're not willing to pay the price. That has been my biggest aha moment. That, you know, all these other things are smoke and mirrors. So, you know, if somebody comes to me or I even come to my master coach and I say, I'm not able to do this. You know, in my training, she's like, oh, why? And I realize it's because I'm not willing to pay the price or I'm not willing to do it, which means that whatever I want to do, I can do it, period. There, you know, there's no sub point. So your biggest obstacle is yourself.
That's good. Thank you.
Yes, it is. Amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because I'm still on my way on a lot of stuff. You know, I'll keep y'all updated. But, you know, as far as in the self-care and the self-love, you know, I just want everyone that listens to this episode to just really realize that, you know, no one is your savior. No one's going to come save you. You are that for yourself. So if you need my help developing a self-care routine, I'm here to help you. I have a lot of expertise in it because I've gone from completely empty, ready to leave this earth, to this full woman that I am today, just willing or even able to give myself to anybody that asks. Anybody want to sign up for some coaching?
So, Dr. Brooke.
Uh-huh.
I would like for you to please give your information on how our audience can connect with you.
Okay. Yes. So I have an Instagram called The Unpressed Life on social media. I also have a YouTube channel, Unpressed Life. And you can find me on Facebook, Coach Brooke A. Johnson. And if you want to send me an email, it's probably the quickest way to get to me. It's unpressedlife@gmail.com. And you can reach me. We can set up an appointment or just have a talk. And I'll be providing some online courses. So just go on and connect with me on Facebook so you can see what I'm up to and see how the business is progressing. And hopefully I'll get to reach out to any of you soon that want to get in contact.
Well, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure having you on the Selfless Love Talk Show tonight. I always end in prayer. And so please take down the information that Dr. Brooke has given to you. She is phenomenal. And I thank you again. And we will go ahead and end in prayer. Tonight, the line has been staticky. I'm unsure why it's been this much static, but this was very, very important information. So please, you know, listen to the replays. They're available. But I just want to thank you again, Dr. Brooke. And Heavenly Father, I come to you right now praying for every listener and our guest and myself, Lord, for this important information that you allow for us to share on this platform this evening. I pray for our connections, our partnerships, our businesses, our health, and our successes, Lord. Every day that we get up and we do something different or we do something to change the world is a blessing. And so I lift us all up in whatever needs that are needed right now, Lord. I ask that you meet everybody where they are. You know, I'm asking for favor and overflow, healing, deliverance, and blessings. And I pray for everyone that is connected to us as well. Because as we go out to change the world and do things, Lord, for you, there are things that will come against us and our family. So I pray for everyone connected to us as well, our families, our homes, our loved ones, our coming and our going. And I just thank you, and I ask that you send exactly who it is that you would have us to serve, because every one of us is unique in our gifts, Lord, and we all have a calling. And so send us who it is that we are supposed to help. That's what I ask in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
Everyone have a good night, and thank you so much for listening to the Selfless Love Talk with your coach, Chanel Budd. Good night.
Good night. Thank you.
Bam, bam, bam.